We've seen 41 specialty locomotives painted up for the USA 250. We're now finally going to rank the Class 1 railroads. Right after this. It is another week of Dubker Depot, the official podcast of Dubker Media. My name is Kirk Orndorff. I'm owner and founder of Dubker Media, a newer company that mostly does rail videos, but we also have some calendars. We got some books. We got some stuff in the pipeline. We've got a growing internet presence. You know, head over to our YouTube channel. Give us a subscribe if you haven't. We have memberships available. If you get the cinematography, you can get one of our full-length programs under the membership package. It's actually a pretty good deal. The goal is ultimately to have all of them posted, as well as to have most, if not all of them, without narration as well. So that's the ultimate goal moving forward. One of the good reasons why you'd want to check that out. But then we also have an Instagram page that you can go follow, and then Facebook. We have both a page for the business, as well as a group for the podcast. And be sure to head over to that and check out the group for, you know, ultimately when things kind of get more down the line, once we kind of get growing, once we get a fan base, you know, we're going to have polls, we're going to have photos, discussions, we're going to have updates just on the show, on the business in general. We're kind of working towards that, but, you know, we got to get there first. And so be sure to go over there and join that group. And if you do have to wait, I apologize. Facebook is being just Facebook when it comes to notifications about group people requesting groups. And it's not just with the Dubker Depot group. It's with other groups that I'm an admin in. So just be patient with that. But the goal is ultimately to get lots of people in there, lots of good discussions, and be sure to check all that out. But right now, we're talking about the semi-quincentennial locomotives. Semi-quincentennial is the USA 250, and lots of railroads have joined in on painting locomotives up in specialty paint schemes. I don't know the exact number of railroads, but in my notes, I've got 41 individual paint schemes that we have checked out so far, as well as two rail car companies. And those are the ones that we found while we were doing research. Be sure to check out episodes 1 and 2 to see where we stand on the passenger side of things, the freight side of things. And by freight, I mean everything but the class ones. If we forgot anything, be sure to let us know. There are a lot of them. They've been flying in hard. We had, 10, 12 new ones just come in the month of June. It kind of got to joking that there was a new one every single day for about a week there. So very possible we missed some. Very possible that some tiny little, you know, Toulouse and Western or something like that has one that nobody knows about because they have 12 miles of track. I don't know. I made up a railroad. But anyway, it's something that we should be sure to check those episodes out and head over to our website. Our website is ultimately going to have a compilation of all of this list with the grades of everyone that we've gone over. Any ones that we miss will go onto our website. And also we have our videos for sale there. We have our calendars for sale there. We've got episodes of prior episodes of the podcast, audio only there. And it's all stuff that, that you should check out. But anyway, you're not here to hear me talk about the business. We did that in prior episodes. You're here because I'm going to rank the Class 1 railroads semi-quincentennial paint schemes. And, The way we've been doing this is we've been starting at the lowest grade and we've been working our way up to the highest grade. And the way I've been grading, I've been kind of easy on the railroads. You know, if you turned in the assignment, you passed is basically how I'm doing it. The only F's are going to railroads that did not do anything. And we're onto our class one list, and all of the class one railroads submitted 250 locomotives. Some did better than others, but that's why we're here. We're going to rank them. We're going to see what happens. But anyway, the lowest rated class one locomotive, it shouldn't be any surprise to anybody that it's Union Pacific. And, you know, UP 1776, it would be a lot cooler if it wasn't just their paint scheme that they had for the last 20 years. You know, the big flag on the side of the locomotive is really cool. The armor yellow is very nicely clean. I like the straight across on the top of the locomotive as opposed to the lightning stripe that they had for a while. They don't have the flag on the front. It just has the UP shield, which I like on the front. But ultimately, this locomotive looks exactly like 95% of the fleet did 4 years ago. And that has nothing to do with the semi-quincentennial. It has nothing to do with USA 250. I mean, there are 70Ms, 70 Aces, ES-44s running around that look almost identical to this locomotive. And the two things that set this locomotive apart is the tiny little America 250 on the side of the nose and the silver trucks. And those are the two changes that were made to the locomotive to essentially make it their semi-quincentennial locomotive. Now, Union Pacific was actually one of the few railroads in 1976, 50 years ago, that did not do a bicentennial locomotive. Kind of surprising given their history, kind of surprising given their popularity. They're kind of one of the most recognizable railroads out there. And so for them to just kind of do something this small was a little on the interesting side. There are rumors that the locomotive that became 4547 was supposed to be their 1776. I can't verify that, but you know, it would make sense given the flag that was wrapped around the back of that locomotive, and you know, if they just put United States of America on the side, I can see them changing it. Or it was possibly always a bribery locomotive for trying to get their merger. But anyway, that's not an official 250th locomotive. The only one that we're going off of is 1776, and UP, they turned in the assignment. That's what they did. They turned it in. And again, like I said, if they had Union Pacific across the side of all the hoods of their locomotives instead of a big flag, there would be something special here. Because it would incorporate the paint scheme, it would incorporate the USA 250, you would have patriotism with the flag, but like I said, you know, two-thirds, three-quarters of their current locomotives running right now look very similar to that. So that's kind of why this locomotive doesn't really do it for me, to quote Spaceballs. But anyway, so that's that one. The next one might surprise some people. I'm putting this one into a C category, and that is Canadian National's 1776. It's the one that has the eagle on the front of the locomotive. I really like the flag on the side. I really like the America 250 up on the side of the radiators. I really like I mean, they've got decorations on the fuel tank. I really like the silver trucks. The only thing that gets this for me, one, you have the white number boards, which in low light conditions just turn into this big bright white light. Doesn't exactly help anything. I don't mind the gray actually, but the eagle on the side of the locomotive is kind of what does it for me. I realize that they're kind of throwing it back to the DT&I. They're throwing it back a little bit to the Grand Trunk. Those are both bicentennial locomotives that had some sort of eagle within them. We've seen eagles in other railroads here with like the Iowa Interstate had it. Should have thought that through before trying to find them on the list. But anyway, we've seen other eagles within these 250 schemes. But what I don't like about this one is that once you get behind the head, it kind of looks like the eagle is shredded. I think if you know, if there was kind of more to it, if there was more of a body, or if the head was right in front of the stars portion of the flag, I think you would be really cooking with this locomotive. I think it would be A tier if that was the case. I like I said, I don't mind the gray. I like the blue plow. I like the blue fuel tank. I like the silver trucks. I like the stars and stripes on the rear of the locomotive. It's got 250 on it. It's the front of the locomotive just leaves something to be desired, in my opinion. But anyway, we'll also go. They did a second style of locomotive, and this one to me gets a B. I really like the CN 2026. It has the same issue though with the white number boards. In low light situations, those are just going to be pure white lights. That doesn't help anything. I like the silver plow. I like the silver trucks. I like the blue fuel tank. It doesn't quite have as much 250 on it as the 1776 does. It does have the America 250 logo up by the dynamic brake section. It's got the CN incorporated big white stripe behind the cab. It's got America on it. It's got the American flag on the side of the nose. I like the yellow and the gold stripe separating the dark blue and the red. I like the white on the top. It's kind of got a little bit of the Cincinnati Scenic to it, but it's got less of the white. And if you remember back to the first episode, Cincinnati Scenic also got a B. And the one thing I had said about it was that there was a little bit, not much, but a little bit too much white. This one kind of separates that white. It tones it down. It's got a little bit of dark blue at the top. It's got the white stars up on the side of the radiator section. I think this is the better of the two. Again, though, I will chase every single one of these if I find out they're coming, or if I happen to be in the territory and see them, I'll chase all of these. I'm not that picky when it comes to it. Again, this is just kind of grading, just a style, you know, the artistic style, you know, how does it incorporate the railroad's natural paint scheme? How does it incorporate USA 250? That kind of thing. So that's kind of the first of the B tier locomotives. The next one that I want to get into is CPKC. And CPKC, they did five of these locomotives. They all look alike, which I like. I like that they're consistent with it. I like that they are very similar to the standard CPKC paint scheme. You know, there could be some stars around here somewhere. I like that they've got different writings behind the cabs. The 1776, the first one released, has in Congress, July 4th, 1776 on it. It's got the white stripes on the side as opposed to one single gold stripe, which is what their main paint scheme is. Again, it's got the red, white, and blue in their basically their paint scheme, but with different colors. And I actually like that. I like that it's got, five white stripes instead of just one gold stripe. It's got the dark blue underframe. I mentioned it in the second part of this three-part series that the dark blue underframe, the blue underframe has really stuck with me. And it probably has to do with being BN 1991 was one of my favorite locomotives ever. So that helps. It's got the America 250 logo on the side of the nose, and you know, say what you will about the official federal America 250 logo. I get it. It's a ribbon. I think it probably could have been more grandiose, but that's not any sort of issue with any of these locomotives. And so I have no issue with the America 250 on the front of the nose, on the side of the nose. And it's got a little flag on the cab back behind the number. Those are all really nice little features for the CPKC locomotives, which actually help out in a big way. So that the CPKC ones are nice. I like them. Again, I'll chase them if one of them shows up to our area, or if I'm in their area and one of them shows up. I mean, I'm not going to turn any of these down, even if they're a D. I'll shoot all of them. I don't care. The next one on the list, we've got CSX number 2026. This is the dark blue one. This one was also released, I believe, in the month of June. This one, the only reason I have it at a B instead of an A is that there's not a whole lot of contrast between the blue of the front of the locomotive and the blue for the flag that they have on the side of the locomotive. Right behind the dynamic grills, I would like to see some sort of difference differentiating in there in terms of the coloring system, even if it's just like a white stripe or something. I do like the United We Stand behind the cab. I like that the numbers are in the style of the American flag, and they also did the assaulting forward on the engineer's side, which is kind of the code. You know, you got the locomotives, or the flags are supposed to be in the direction of travel, like making it look like they're flowing in the wind. So that's what the assaulting forward is. I really like the eagle. We just mentioned the eagle with 2026. I think this is one of the other ones I was thinking of, with the full eagle on the side of the locomotive, just in front of the American flag. I really like the angle that the flag is going. And then the CSX logo is on there, but it's not big. It's not, what's the word I'm looking for? It's not intrusive. But it's there. So that's one of the things about 2026 that I like. And that one to me gets a B. And you know, I'm going to go to the next one, which is their 250 CSX 250. They released both of these at the same time, and they just recently were running on passenger specials. I really like this 250. It's got the stars going all the way to the cab. The cab is just kind of, it's the same shade of blue, but it's not, there's no flag that's trying to merge into it. The front of the locomotive, I like the red on the top. I like the white nose. I like the red handrails, the red plow, the red, red frame. You know, the big stars and stripes on the hood is kind of cool. You know, maybe if it was waving instead of just a perfect diagonal line, it might be a little better. I'd have to see what a rendering would look like, but ultimately I like it. It's got a bigger CSX on it, but it's still not intrusive because this one has less of a design on the side than the 2026 did. And so I think they can get away with having a bigger CSX, but ultimately I think CSX did a good job on theirs. Overall, I would give them an A for the two locomotives combined. Overall for CN, I'd give them a B plus or an A minus for the two locomotives that they did. CPKC, I'd probably give them a B plus or an A minus as well. That, you know, it all of these designs are different, and that's kind of what makes it fun. You know, I saw somebody's comment about, you know, should all the semi-quincentennial locomotives get together at Spencer or something like that. And I think that would be a super fun event. But I also think it would be just a nightmare to try to coordinate all of that stuff. So it you know, we don't need a semi-quincentennials at Spencer event, but it is fun to try to get them all into one area and see what they all look like. But another one that was announced here not too terribly long ago was Norfolk Southern. And NS is doing six of them, and they're all in six different schemes. We have, as of recording this, two of them are released, with four more coming. Three are the ST-70 Aces, three of them are the ES-44 ACs. Starting with the Bell is the first one released. I don't mind it. I do like the Lady Liberty better. And I don't remember what they're calling all these, but the dark blue ace with the Statue of Liberty on it, I do like the way that one looks better than the 1776. I don't particularly care for the color red that they used. I didn't realize until the 4014 tour that the ribbons that are on the side of the locomotives are in the same alignment as the stripes on the nose and on the rear of the locomotives. So that's kind of cool. And then it kind of does make it like a ribbon, like it's being twisted. And so that's kind of a cool feature. I'm looking forward to seeing the silver ace with the eagle on the side. And then I'm really looking forward to seeing these three GEs with the big stars. They kind of remind me a little bit of the Sonic locomotives, if you will. They've got the C6Ms that have the various paint schemes on them that kind of remind you of Sonic the Hedgehog, as well as the one ST-70 ACU. No, ACC, I think, the 1800s, that have the yellow. And again, I'm kind of, that kind of reminds me of that. You know, you got the one with the blue front and the red on the back, has the big America 250 on it. You got the 8096 with the red front and the silver back with another American Eagle on the front, on the side, that American Eagle painted in red, white, and blue. You've got, you know, a red outlined star separating it. So that's kind of a neat feature. And then this 8143, I believe it looks like, has the silver front with a red and white star separating it with the dark blue hood. And I kind of like the NS horsehead logo with the American flag in behind it. That has potential to be a really cool looking locomotive. They all have potential to be really cool looking locomotives, but as of right now, most of them are still renders. By the time you watch this, they may be released and we'll have a different opinion of it, but I got to give NS an A for doing six locomotives, for having six different designs on these locomotives, three EMDs, three GEs. That's pretty cool, in my opinion. And then that gives us one railroad left. It's probably the one everybody has been waiting for. It's the one that nobody is surprised about, and that is BNSF gets S tier. BNSF absolutely knocked these locomotives out of the park. It's kind of a combination of the Santa Fe style with a new style. It's got a little more flow to it. It's not perfectly straight lines. It's got a little more ribbon to it. You got the railroad's logos on it. You got the white and the blue stripes on the bottom. You got the blue on the top behind the cab. The standard BNSF logo looks really good in white. I remember thinking that with the old Smurfs that they had. And then you've got the seal on the two of the locomotives, and you got We the People on the other one. Kind of reminds you a little bit of what Intermountain announced with their Tier 4s. You know, you got the blue on the back. You got the Freedom and Liberty written up on the radiators. You got the 13 star Betsy Ross style stars on the rear of the locomotives, in addition to the dark blue and the silver underframes with the blue fuel tank, or not the fuel tanks, the blue plows, silver trucks, fuel tanks. Those locomotives are very clean. They're very well done. And I do remember all of the fun the internet was having saying that BNSF was never going to do them. The photoshopped image that went around of the BNSF orange Gevo that just had a bunch of flags on the side of it in the style of their 25th locomotives. I think BNSF saw some of that negativity and said, all right, if everybody thinks we're going to be not doing these or doing a bad job of these, we'll show them. That's my own personal theory behind it. I don't have anything to back that up, but that's my personal theory. And, you know, the BNSF, they're the best ones out there. Followed, in my opinion, by Delaware Lackawanna. Wheeling and Lake Erie is up there. And I'm not going to try to list off, you know, a top 10 or something like that, because there are so many good ones. There's, you know, the Grand Canyon Railway one's really cool. The Florida East Coast one's well done, but there's some things could be better. The North Shore Railroad is an underrated one. NS has six different ones that I gave an A to. Nevada Northern, one of the very first ones that came out, I think that one is just very, very well done. Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority, again, they basically copied Conrail, but it looks really, really well done. And so the locomotives that have come out for this, really, really awesome. I give high praise to the railroads that did them. You know, and again, if you turned in the assignment, I gave you a passing grade. They didn't have to do all these, but they did. It's good PR. It's good patriotism. It shows everything that they wanted to show. And it kind of gave a way for them to all be creative. But anyway, the stopwatch is telling me that it is time to wrap this up. I want to thank you for sticking with me for three episodes of Semi-Quincentennial Locomotives, celebrating USA 250. head over to YouTube channel and give us a subscribe if you haven't. Be sure to become a member so that way you can see some of our full-length programs. See and some of them in without narration as well. Again, the goal is to get all of them on there at some point and then rotate out which ones are free, which ones are behind the paywall. You know, head over to our website where we're going to have the full ranking of the semi-quincentennial locomotives. A lot of it to try to ingest and to get to absorb, especially if you're listening to us on one of the many stations that we have the audio only podcast, whether that be Spotify, whether that be Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts at on audio only, we're there, as well as on the YouTube channel to be viewed and on our website. So we'll have the list on our website. We'll have the rankings on our website. That way it's kind of all in one nice location. I'll link to some of the images that are available online. You know, I've only seen a couple of them in person, so I do look forward to seeing more of them. But anyway, I want to thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our upcoming show schedule. We're starting to get back into show season. We were looking at some of the shows that we could do this fall and in this winter. So we'll have those updates. And again, follow us on social media where we post some of these updates as well. So I want to thank you again for joining us, and maybe we'll see you trackside.